Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the One Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Today we're going to have a look at the price of the Melbourne Demons. And Warnie, you had a really close look at these guys.
Yes, the D's, they were great last year.
Yes.
Made it to the prelim final. That's probably the best season they've had for a long time. But they were the second highest scoring team.
That's what we want to hear.
The Pies, as we know that they are fantasy beasts. So a lot of good things to like about the D's, whether that means that they're kind of maxed out in price or not, that can be up to you. But I think there's a few guys here that are worth talking about. The first one, let's talk about the guy that everyone's been talking about this preseason, probably more in a negative way, is Max Gawn.
Yes.
Averaged 111.3 from 22 games, which is a fantastic return. So he's priced at $808,000. But why everyone's talking about him is because Braden Bruce was traded to the D's. And that causes a lot of issues.
It does, because it means he is going to share the ruck duties now. Which
yes,
he cannot.
Plenty of people have
keep
just
that
gone,
average doing that.
Surely he doesn't play. But surely he didn't go there.
He requested
to play
it
in the VFL.
That's it. And even the talk, even from Max saying
that
they
share.
Wanted that shared ruck role.
Unbelievable.
So I don't know. There's going to be Captain Hindsight potentially where 3 rounds in, Max is just doing his big scores and we go, what an overthought, typically overthought, stupid thing.
Take us back to 12 months ago. We did that with Brody Grundy.
Yeah.
But we were right that Cox played all the way through. And it was 20 points less that he averaged when Brody Grundy Brody Grundy averaged Cox was in the side. So
there's your prime example of what I'm talking about.
Thing is, but I still think he's going to be the second best ruck.
Bruce isn't going to be a full-time forward for them.
No.
No, and that's the thing about him. Like, Bruce dominated the VFL last year. It wasn't just, like, he did it from hit-outs.
Yeah.
And he averaged 47 hit-outs last year.
Ridiculous.
For 105 fantasy average. So he's getting almost half his points just from his hit-outs there. So he's not the best forward to have. If anything, Max could spend more time forward if they're playing together.
How convinced are you that he will be the second highest? Right. So you're back.
I still think that he can go 100.
Right, yeah.
Because I think there is a gap. Like, there could be a couple of guys that will be around that 100.
Yeah.
100. I think Steph is
of course
close.
Yeah.
Safe-ish around that.
Yeah.
There's probably not a lot of others that you would bank in to be around there. So the only thing is, in draft, like, it's almost, I will not draft him because someone will take him a lot earlier than I would be wanting to, because he's going to be on the board there at his 111 average. Everyone knows how good he is. And my thoughts are about 100, which
that's
other people will be thinking 105, even with a little bit of a downturn.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see a massive run in draft with the rucks like we have in the last couple of years?
I think we've learnt, a lot of people have learnt lessons about that.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, Callum Sinclair last year, we were able to pick him up, even bench type figure for him.
Yes, yes.
So, I think a lot of people, well, I hope a lot of people leave it late, because
I think they will.
Yeah. If I don't get pick one and take Brody Grundy, I won't be taking a ruck until very late.
Just on draft. Now, captain's on. Is that more of a relevant thing?
Yeah, I think I'm all for captain's on now.
Captain's on now.
The pig's down.
Because the pig's down, you can go captain's on. It makes it sort of a bit more fairer.
Let's talk more about Melbourne. All right.
Just so bring it up.
You're
the commish.
So, Max Gawn, obviously, it's a no for Classic.
It's a no.
For me.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. All right, let's talk some other big names. And Clayton Oliver is another one there. 109 average for him, which was fantastic. You know, that was only his third year.
I know.
He went 100 in his second year too. So he's a beast.
Yes.
He had some shoulder surgery in the preseason. I think on both shoulders from memory.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
But I don't think that's really too much of a concern, because it sounds like he's training fully now that they are into it. He's very good. Looks like a little pig as well.
He does.
Does he improve much on that, or is he just someone you could upgrade to?
God, I don't know. I've had him before. Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah, I think he can go a little bit better than what he is there at 109.
Yeah.
Where does he sit in the rolling 22, Roy?
Yeah, very unlucky.
Like, right.
He was in the official apology, so he was
I'll wait to upgrade to
him. I think so.
So that's where
I had him at 9 or 10.
Right.
But again, draft cow, he will be very interesting. Could be a first round, if not, very early second round pick for him. All right, let's talk about Angus Brayshaw lost defender status, which has crossed a lot of his name off a lot of lists.
Yeah,
of people.
Well, he would have walked up, wouldn't he?
But
especially
with what he did. Out. Now, let's have a listen to some of this. He started in the VFL for the first 3 weeks, came into the side, scored 67, 53, 78. People would have been dropping him to the free agents in draft.
All this was very disappointing too, because last year we were saying he is value back there. Yep. Like, get him in for that price.
Yep. And then wasn't named round one, so we didn't
touch him. Yep.
So then from there, this is what he did. He was just amazing. So he had nine scores over 110. His top scores, 166, 142, another 142 in there. And so he hit his straps just before the bye with that 166 against Adelaide. He had a 133 against the Bulldogs. So people were getting excited. He was a bit of a bye round sort of target there. And a lot of people did jump on and were very happy with his 115.9 average after the bye.
That's a joke.
Wow. So his average that he's priced at is 105. So that's amazing. So the way he finished the year was just incredible.
So it's 10 points under his most recent form.
Yes.
And it's enough data to suggest that he's capable of sustaining it.
Well, if you didn't have him in finals, you probably didn't win your league, because in the finals he went 143, 108, 142, 123.
Okay.
Right.
You tell me why we wouldn't have him. Because hearing that, I actually don't know.
So here we go. I'm looking at starting with him because if he can go at 115, like he did after the bye, if he can go at 115, he has the potential here to be the second best midfielder behind McRae.
He's the actual captain.
So we're talking about Oliver at 109 could get to 115. I think Brayshaw goes 115.
Oliver is completely irrelevant now due to his mate Brayshaw, because you're taking a Melbourne mid.
You're taking Brayshaw.
Now, what about someone like Viney?
Yeah.
Is he going to come back and take his...
But I don't think it made too much difference when they did play.
No, and he floated out on the wing as well, taking all those marks.
So he may not be there. Now, speaking of Viney, he is very cheap at $604,000. So he's priced at 83 because he just played five games at a 91 average, well below the 101 that he averaged from 21 games in 2016. Mm. So he is very cheap for what his potential is.
There's a lot of them, Roy.
There's a lot of them, and they're good age and everything, isn't it?
Yeah. It's probably not enough.
No.
Like, if there's enough guys that are in that maybe 80 to 90 bracket that go a bit more than that 101 that he's had. So, yeah, interesting. A couple of other blokes there that just are good talking points. Tom McDonald, do you know he averaged 90?
Oh, yes.
I just find that very hard now.
Yeah, to rank.
He was knocking on the door, the Rolling 22. Yeah,
he sat
actually went in there.
He did. Yeah.
And then I think it was pretty ordinary.
Yeah, he was.
He got one week.
But, yeah, so how do you rank him? Like, you can't rank him in draft around 90 average.
You can't, but he was doing that up forward, wasn't he?
Yeah, yep. So that'll be interesting to see how they go with their new setup, because obviously they lost the big fella, Hogan.
That'll probably help him.
Yeah. Very interesting to look at. The other forward, but now he's mid-only, was someone that was going to be on our radar, is James Harms.
Oh, yeah.
He finished the year in cracking form with 85, 106, 97. That must be a typo, what I put there.
94.
94 and 125. So that's much higher than his 83 average of his price. But now he's mid. You can't even think about him.
It'd be a good late pick in draft as a midfielder that could do anything for you.
But he could even get forward status if he plays a bit of that role again. Fritch is another one that lost forward status, who was great for us as a rookie last year. Another, a player that went over to the side was Cade Collegiazny. Now, he gets a discount applied to his 85.8 average, so not the 67.5 because it was the higher of the last 2 years. So he's not really cheap enough priced at 80, considering he's sort of coming off those injuries. Like, he'll probably average 80 plus.
He will.
I think he'll be quite good.
Without a doubt, he will.
Sounds like he'll be a bit of a wingman as well, so that's cool. Now, Hibbert, Calvin.
Oh, mate, Hibbert. Never again list, Warndog.
Well, he averaged 68.8. Did you know in his first year at the Demons?
Started with him because it was, quote, the safest one.
Yep.
Back there.
I know.
Boring but safe.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what he was in his...
Idiot!
When he was at Essendon, he was boring and safe.
Yep.
First year at the Demons, he had his personal best average, which was 92.6.
Yeah. He just forgot to football.
He forgot
that's
football.
That's a big drop.
So whose fault's that? Mine or his, Roy?
No, it's... That's actually all his.
Yep, thank you. Good, I'll sleep again.
Jordan Lewis is a defender now, but he's just on the slide. He's average under 80. All right, give us a good one. Calvin, you like the look of Petraka.
Oh, just because at some point he has to do something.
Nah, just don't do it.
You don't think so? You reckon he's just going to be that guy that plods around? So
he went from 71 up to 81.
Yeah, is that... What can he do? 90?
Can he get to 90? Yeah. Go up another 10?
85, 90.
Yeah, but if he does, you're not touching it.
No, no way.
Yeah.
Nah.
And probably the one player that I'm looking at as a little bit of a cheap player that we can monitor over the preseason, Corey Wagner. You might remember his name, played with North Melbourne.
I do remember.
Spent a year in the VFL playing for Casey and was very good. So he's 21 now. Played 8 games for North Melbourne 2016-2017 and averaging 31.5 and 35.8. Not good.
That wasn't his best. No.
But
no.
This is what he did in the VFL this year. In the last few rounds, so his last 7 scores right up to the grand final that he appeared in, 142, 91, 128, 91, 106, 105 and 87 VFL, Calvin, a real
competition. I'm just looking at that, dog. Very impressive.
Mm. So if he gets a chance, whether it's at the start of the season or during the season, he's going to be someone to bring in.
We will have him at some stage.
He's where it
definitely.
Is. All right. Well, that is the Melbourne Demons. I think that we're a little bit bullish on a few players there, but it's a bit worrying. Max, I think that's the biggest one that we are probably stressing about. Now, a couple of quick Twitter questions here, a couple of good ones. Adrian asked this one. Who do you draft first out of Brayshaw and Oliver? We sort of answered it a little bit before. But
I'm going Brayshaw.
I'm going Brayshaw.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, I always
go. Well, look, you don't have to.
No, but I always go that way. It's not necessarily right, but in a situation like that, I go with that second half of the year.
Yeah.
Phenomenon.
Yep, agree.
Good pronunciation of that word too, Roy.
Well done, Roy.
Bob Barker does say,
you're on fire today.
Harms, could he be a big draft slider this year, or does he just... Like, because it was only about 90 or so that he probably averaged in that little run.
I think there's a couple
home.
Of guys like him that can go 90 to 100 as just pure mids now. So just where they go, I'm not sure.
Just bump them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm. Don't get too carried away. Mm.
All right. Well, that was...
Done and dusted.
The Melbourne Demons. You can catch all of our podcasts on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts. Check those out wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll be able to hear more from us over this preseason, including next time we'll be talking about the Tigers.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.